Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Galgiani, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Moorlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Colleagues, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by our pro tem, Senator Tony Atkins.
Let us remember that we are always in God's presence. As we celebrate International Women's Day this weekend, let us pray in gratitude for all those working tirelessly for gender equality in our world. Gracious and merciful God, for those who accompany the vulnerable and oppressed, especially those who are trafficked, may they not be discouraged. For those who seek an end to domestic violence and abuse, may they show us how to love. We pray for all women struggling to make ends meet in a world of plenty. May they experience justice and mercy. For women experiencing the effects of climate change, may they experience relief through worldwide cooperation. And for women whose talents and creativity go unnoticed, may they know their own value and worth. Gracious God, give us eyes to see the value of making the world a better place for all genders. Give us the strength to overcome our ingrained prejudices that have no basis in reality. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Colleagues and guests, please join me in a salute to our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did I get a copy of that picture? I'm going to post it on my Facebook.
Thank you, Sister, for those eloquent remarks. Under privileges of the floor, colleagues, under privileges of the floor, colleagues, on behalf of Senator Galgiani, it is my privilege to introduce Mike Hogan, who is in the gallery. Mr. Hogan is an area sales manager with Boehringer Ingelheim Pharmaceuticals. Is he here in the gallery? If we could all, if he would stand, please don't be shy. And he received the Allied Member of the Year Award in 2019 from the California Poultry Federation. Senator Galgiani could not be here, but asked that we recognize him. And so if you could join me in a round of applause for her guest. Welcome to the California State Senate. And as a matter of personal privilege, I would like to introduce one of my dearest high school friends. So if any of you count, you know that's from quite a while ago. He is here with his wife, Neville Frankel, and Marlene Nussbaum. Welcome to the Senate chamber. Senator Atkins.
Thank you, Madam President and colleagues. I rise today to welcome the Family Justice Center Network, and they are coming in as I make my comments. Colleagues, survivors of domestic violence and rape need a place where they can receive coordinated wraparound services in one location. Family justice centers provide that. These centers bring together police officers, prosecutors, advocates, doctors, nurses, mental health professionals, chaplains, and other professionals under one roof to provide trauma-informed services to more than 65,000 adult and children or child trauma survivors each year, 65,000. And I can say with great pride that the first Family Justice Center was created in San Diego in 2002. I was on the city council then, and we supported it strongly, me and, of course, my colleague from San Diego. As a point of personal privilege, I also was able to author Assembly Bill 1623 in 2014 that ensured that helping victims was the first priority of family justice centers by defining them as a multi-agency, multidisciplinary service center. Sometimes we have to define those things in law and statute so that there are other things that come along with that and a recognition for funding. So it was more important than that may sound. It was important also because having one location, it reduced the number of times that victims had to tell their story, reduced the number of places that victims had to go for help, and increased access to services and support for victims and their children. And today, the Family Justice Centers are represented by the California Family Justice Center Network. The network seeks to provide training, statewide coordination of services for transient victims, promotion of promising and best practices, and advocacy for survivor services and support. So with me today are Casey Gwynn, former city attorney of the city of San Diego, the president of the Family Justice Center Network, Priya Pat Patel, the policy analyst and program manager for the Family Justice Center Network, and some incredible DAs throughout our state. My own district attorney, Summer Steffen, DA Diana Becton, DA Nancy O'Malley, and DA Verber Salazar. And we have a whole group of people also in the gallery to support this day. So we're going to present a resolution. But colleagues, please join me in congratulating the Family Justice Center Network.
And a warm Senate thank you for the great work you're doing. Again, welcome to the Senate chamber, and thank you for your outstanding work. Okay. Oh.
Is it interesting students?
I don't know what's going on here. Colleagues, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the Senate journals for March 2nd through March 5th, 2020 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. Any other motions, resolutions, and notices? Seeing none, we will move on to consideration of the daily file to governor's appointments. File item one, Senator Wilk, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President, members. File item number one is the confirmation of William Prezant for appointment to the California State Teachers Retirement Board.
Colleagues, excuse me, could we have quiet here so we can proceed with the daily business?
Thank you, Madam President. Mr. Prezant is a partner at Prezant and Moloth and also a strategic advisor for SP Investment Partners, LLC. He was approved by the Rules Committee on February 19th on a unanimous vote. Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Debate or discussion on this item? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Borges.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Chang.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Galgiani.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Grove.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Hill.
Aye.
Wesso.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Monning.
Aye.
Moorlach.
Aye.
Morrell.
Nielsen.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Stern.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Allen.
Aye.
Galgiani.
Gonzalez.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Morrell.
Skinner.
Stern.
Ayes 34, noes 0. That appointment is confirmed. File item 2, Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President. File item number 2 is the confirmation of Barry Broad to the Agricultural Labor Relations Board. Prior to his appointment, Mr. Broad was the legislative director of the California Teamsters Public Affairs Council and a managing partner at Broad and Gussman LLP. He was approved by the Rules Committee on February 19th on a 4-0 vote. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Debate or discussion on this item? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Bell.
Aye.
Borges.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Chang.
Aye.
Daly.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Galgiani.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Grove.
No.
Oops. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Wesso.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Jones.
Leyva.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Moorlach.
Aye.
Morrell.
Nielsen.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Stern.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Borges. Daly. Galgiani. Gonzalez.
Jones.
Morrell.
Nielsen.
Skinner.
Stern.
Stern, aye.
Ayes 30, noes 1. The appointment is confirmed. Back to privileges of the floor. Senator Chang.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to acknowledge the Southland Christian School from my district in Roland Heights up in the gallery. Please give them a great big Senate welcome.
Welcome to Senator Chang's guests. Colleagues, we are now going to go to committee announcements. Are there any committee announcements? Senator Roth.
Thank you, Madam President. Budget Subcommittee number one will meet at 10 a.m. in room 3191.
Thank you, Senator Roth. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President. The Budget Fiscal Review Subcommittee number three on Health and Human Services will be meeting at 10 a.m. in room 4203.
Any further announcements? Senator Wykowski.
Madam President, Subcommittee two on Resources and Environmental Protection will meet in room 112 at 10 o'clock.
And Senator Bell.
Budget Sub 5 Corrections is going to meet in room 113 at 10 o'clock.
Senator Caballero.
Budget Sub 4 will be meeting in 2040, right after session.
Immediately after session?
Immediately after session.
Very good. Any other committee announcements? Seeing none, we will return to motions and resolutions. This is the time to adjourn in memory. Senator Hurtado.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise today to adjourn in the memory of Porterville Fire Department Captain Raymond Figueroa and firefighter Patrick Jones.
Excuse me, I know there's some noise in the back of the chamber. If you could please quiet it down so that we can show our respect at this point in our proceeding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hurtado.
Who died tragically last month after responding to a fire at a library in the city of Porterville. I'd like to start with the adjournment of Captain Ray Figueroa. Captain Ray Figueroa began his firefighting career with Lindsay City Fire Department. In 2007, Ray was hired with Porterville City Fire Department as a firefighter, making an impact to the department with his passion and determination. In 2016, Ray was promoted to the rank of engineer after many years of hard work and training. As an engineer, Ray continued to train and work hard to become an exceptional engineer. In 2018, Ray was promoted to captain and was assigned to Station 71. Ray was known for his love of the job and mentoring his crew. Over the last 3 years, Ray was part of the fire investigation unit, and as with every assignment, Ray approached investigations with passion. Captain Figueroa was known for saying KSA, knowledge, skill, and ability. Training was a large part of Ray's day-to-day job and joined the Porterville Fire Training Department, sharing his skills, knowledge, and love of the job. When he came to work, his priorities showed, and he was also known for saying, "My men, the mission, then me." Ray not only served the citizens and community in and around Porterville, he often responded to large wildland fires across California through his career. Captain Figueroa was 35 years old and is survived by his mother, Anna. We are honored to adjourn in his memory today. I'd also like to take the time to adjourn in the memory of firefighter Patrick Jones. Firefighter Patrick Jones began his career in the fire service as a reserve firefighter for the Porterville City Fire Department. During his time as a reserve firefighter, Patrick stood out with the passion he brought and the many hours he spent at the fire station. Patrick was known for spending almost every day at the fire station helping the station personnel and serving the community. After working as a reserve firefighter, Patrick was hired as a full-time firefighter in 2017. Patrick was quick to make friends with everyone in the department and known for always having a smile on his face. Patrick was always quick to help any of his fellow brothers or sisters on or off duty. His positive attitude was infectious around the fire station. His dedication to his training was seen in his work ethic, as he spent many evenings practicing and becoming proficient as a firefighter. Patrick had just begun working on training to become an acting engineer. Please join me in adjourning in the memory of firefighter Patrick Jones. Colleagues, I'd also like to close by mentioning that in honor of Captain Figueroa and firefighter Jones, The Capitol flags were flown at half-staff on February 19th, an appropriate way to honor the sacrifice, the service, and the bravery of our finest firefighters in the state of California. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hurtado. On this adjourn in memory, Senator Grove.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to join my colleague from the Central Valley. We both share and surround the area of Fresno, and then Captain Figueroa was a resident of Bakersfield, in joining her to adjourn in the memories of these two amazing individuals. These two brave American heroes selflessly gave their life on February 18th, just this last month, in the line of duty. Porterville Captain Raymond Figueroa and Porterville Firefighter Patrick Jones were the first on the crew, first of the crew to arrive on the scene at the fire of the library, and they were on engine 71. Three firefighters responded to the arson fire on that engine, and only two left alive, only one survived. Captain Raymond Figueroa, a proud resident of Bakersfield, was just 35 years old. Raymond was born and raised in Delano, California, and like many others, he began his career in public service by volunteering with the local fire department. In 2007, he joined the Porterville City Fire Department as a team employee. And because of his leadership and hard work and passion, he was promoted to captain and assigned to Station 71, the same station he dedicated his life to until that fateful call. Ray truly enjoyed his work, and he was a fearless leader who always put his team first. He was known as saying, as my colleague said, "My men, the mission, and then me." He certainly followed that motto on Tuesday afternoon when he placed the mission to protect the citizens of that community and the life of his own above his men. His men, his mission, and then himself. Outside of the leadership and his work, he was a devoted father of two amazing children, and he had a caring brother and an uncle, and he also liked to do a lot of outdoor activities and sporting events. Raymond was a lifelong learner, and he strived to leave behind a legacy of hard work and determination. He left that legacy behind, and now the world knows him as the hero that his family always knew he was. Patrick Lee Jones was also received the last call on that particular fire, and he was just 25 years old. He was raised in Visalia. Patrick attended the Porterville Community College to work towards his dream of becoming a full-time firefighter. He was determined, he was loving, and he always supported his brothers in his work life. In addition to being a dedicated firefighter, Patrick was a dedicated son, a protective little brother, a loving fiancé, and a loyal friend. Patrick's love for his family was unmatched. He especially loves his family dinners, but the biggest love of his life was his mom's apple crisp, so his family says. Patrick's vibrant personality and infectious smile embodied the spirit of a true public servant. We are forever in the debt of these brave heroes, and our prayers go out to the family, the friends, and the community. Their lives of service were celebrated just last week, where a sea of the community and uniforms from firefighters, law enforcement, all over the state came to honor these heroes and brothers that were lost. So my thoughts and prayers go out to the families, and I ask you to adjourn in the memories of both these amazing individuals who died in the line of duty on Tuesday, February 18th.
Thank you, Senator Grove. Thank you, Senator Hurtado. If you would make sure their names are brought forward so we can properly memorialize them, and please extend the condolences of this body to their families. These were heroes whose lives were cut short far too soon. Senator Omberg.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I rise today to ask that we adjourn in the memory of Private Adrian Estrada, an amazing young man who was a brand new soldier and an active member of his community. Private Estrada was born in Santa Ana on August 9, 1999. Throughout his life, Adrian was an active member of his local church. He showed his faith in many ways. He was an altar boy who was reported that he did not miss a single mass from age 9 to 16. In addition to being an altar boy, he was a talented musician who shared his gifts with his community through joining the church choir and local band. He was a fantastic athlete, excelled at football during his time at Segerstrom High School. He was loved throughout the community, particularly at his parish, of course, where kindness and charisma were evident to all who encountered him. Upon graduating from Segerstrom High, Adrian chose to continue his service to our community and our nation by joining the Army. His life was cut short very recently, unfortunately, by a purportedly drunk driver on his way home from Washington State while on one of his first leaves. He'll be remembered dearly by all members of our community and his fellow comrades brothers and sisters in arms. He's survived by his family, his siblings, Francisco, Sandra, Andrew, and of course his parents, Eva and Francisco. I respectfully ask that we adjourn in his memory today.
Thank you, Senator Umberg. And again, if you would bring his name forward so we can properly memorialize him and extend our condolences to his family. Senator Pan, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, today I rise to adjourn in memory of L. Frank Valentini, Jr., who passed away on February 28th in 2020. Frank was born on January 27th, 1953, in Sacramento, here in Sacramento, and spent his adult years living in Elk Grove in Wilton, California. Frank grew up in Sacramento attending St. Robert's Elementary School and graduating from Christian Brothers High School in 1971. He and his father, Leo Valentini, owned Royal Electric Company of Sacramento, which Frank continued to run until early 2019. He was well-respected in the construction industry for the way he genuinely cared about his team at Royal Electric Company. His reputation as an industry leader and professional, his pioneering work with the Western Electrical Contractors Association, and expansion of its electrical apprenticeship program. In addition to his work at Royal, Frank served on the Board of Regents and Board of Trustees of Christian Brothers High School, which he and his wife, Carrie, continue to generously support over the years. Frank also served as a board member of the Sacramento Builders Exchange, the Bank of Sacramento, Tesco Controls Incorporated, and WECA. He was a member of the Roundtable Advisory Group of close friends and businessmen known as the RAT Group. Frank loved boating with Carrie, entertaining friends and family, enjoying great food, fine wine, and traveling, especially to visit his family in Italy, and Sunday family dinners. He is survived by his wife, Carrie, and his three children, Dina, Kimball, Carla Albright, and Leo Villatini III, and his six grandchildren. Please join me in adjourning today's session in the memory of Frank Villatini. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. And again, please bring his name forward, and please extend to the whole Villatini family our condolences. Senator Morlock, for what purpose, sir?
Point of personal privilege.
Without objection.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to welcome the fourth grade class from St. John's Lutheran School that just flew in and came to visit us just in the nick of time. If we could give them a warm welcome.
Welcome to Senator Morlock's guests, colleagues. Welcome to your state capitol. And with that, seeing no other business, Senator Atkins, the floor is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, enjoy your weekend, well-earned, well-deserved. I will see you on Monday, March 9th, 2020 at 2 p.m.
Thank you. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We reconvene Monday at 2 p.m.